start this half for Marlette. I don't think that's what the doctor drew up at halftime, but first and five for the Pirates now to start this drive.
We'll see what Doc Messing and crew for Harbor Beach drew up at halftime for the Pirates. Two wide to the left, one to the right. Kirsch is in the shotgun with a man on either side of him. It's a handoff to Vollmer on the left side. He has the first down, still on his feet, all the way just shy of midfield for a 9-yard gain brought down by Brett Knox. And he was about the only man staying between him and a very large gain. First and 10 for the Pirates at their own 49.
Yeah, again, they're going to start with the running game, see if they can keep it on the ground, making first downs. Tyler Vollmering gets around the left end, turns straight upfield, and bulls his way down for a first down. Harbor Beach first and 10 now as they creep up to midfield.
First and 10 from the 49, right to left across your radio. Same formation, two to the right, one to the left. Two men in the backfield with Kirsch in the shotgun. It's a handoff to Brandon Puff, lowers the shoulder and tries to get as many yards as possible. It might be a yard to midfield. Brought down, Joseph Granton was there to stop him in his tracks. Sets up his second down, 9 yards to go. First down markers at the Marlette 42. 11:20 left in the third. Harbor Beach hanging on to that 7-0 lead. It looks like Brandon Puff may have hurt that ankle a little bit. He trots off. And gingerly.
Yeah, he tweaked it a little bit. It looks like, Clark, he come off on under his own power. He's going to try and stretch it out a little bit. It looks like training staff attending to him. Could be a big loss if he can't get back on the field. Let's hope he can stretch it out and get back out there.
Now two wide each way. Only Finkel to Kirsch's left in the shotgun. There's a snap. Looking back to pass. Passes to his left. Has a man open. And James Shelkey brings it in. He has the first down across the 40-yard line. And brought down at the 39-yard line by Ethan McKenney, the linebacker in the secondary, coming back in coverage. It's now first and 10, Harbor Beach with their second first down of the second half.
Yeah, two good routes there run by Harbor Beach. Tyler Vollmering, a deep post route in the slot. James Shelkey, the outside receiver, plants his right foot as hard as he can and turns towards the sideline. The ball is already in the air when he plants that foot. A nice pass there by quarterback Kirsch. Had lots of time. Throws it to the sideline where only his receiver can get it. And then he plants his foot, goes back to the middle of the field. Shelkey make turns it into a nice game.
First and 10 from the 39. Kirsch on the keeper goes right into the nose of the defense. He gets back to the original line of scrimmage and nothing more. Corbin Chisholm was not going to let him get anything on that. And now for second down, 10 to go. And Brandon Puff is back into the game. Seems to be hobbling a little bit, but fighting through the pain.
Yeah, clearly, he's definitely a guy you want on your team. He's can clearly see that he is limping a little bit, but not letting that slow him down. He wants to play on senior night. Good for him.
Second down, 10 to go from the Marlette 39. Harbor Beach 7, Marlette nothing. 9:45 left in the third quarter. Harbor Beach moving the ball fairly well. They have 121 yards rushing on the night, 14 passing. And now we have a whistle and we have a timeout called by Harbor Beach. Their first of the second half with 9:34 left in the third quarter on the WLEW Sports Network.
There goes another crowd on board the Thumb Cellular Fast Track. You can get on board the Thumb Cellular Fast Track prepaid train too. It's everything you need for just $39. The best prepaid cellular talk and text package in the Thumb area, which includes the phone for just $39. So don't be caught standing by the tracks waiting for your train to arrive. If you're with another carrier, retrain your thinking and switch tracks to Thumb Cellular's Fast Track and get on board for a new cell phone, free activation, 3,000 minutes or texts, and no credit check and no contract. Everything for $39. Stop in at Thumb Cellular in Bed Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Stop by an authorized agent or visit thumbcellular.com. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Harbor Beach facing a second down and 10. And this ball, Brady Kirsch looking to pass, rolls to his right, throws it downfield to the 10-yard line. And I guess that's one way to cover the ball. The pass hit the defender right in the back of the helmet, bounces off, incomplete.
Number five covering number five. That's Hunter McGinnis for Marlette covering James Shelkey. Shelkey burns him at the starting gate, gets a five-step advantage. Quarterback Kirsch unloads it down the field. It's a little bit thrown too late. It's underthrown, but gave time for McGinnis to catch up, but he could never get turned around. It doinks right off the top of his helmet and safely lands to the ground for Marlette. A big play slips through the hands for Harbor Beach, yet Marlette gets a big break at the same time. Third and 10 for the Pirates, shotgun formation.
Harbor Beach 7, Marlette nothing. 39-yard line, third down, 10 to go. Shelke in motion to the far sideline. Kirsch rolling to his right, looking to pass, has trouble coming, and he's going to get sacked in the backfield for a big loss of 11 yards. Excuse me, 9 yards on the tackle and sack. Number 66, Joseph Granton, comes in with a sack, and Harbor Beach pushed back with a fourth down and a ways to go.
Yeah, that time Marlette draws up a blitz to the backside, the blind side of the quarterback. That one's going to be on him, though. He had receivers open down the field, couldn't decide which one was waiting for that deep pass. He wanted to go for the home run, took a little bit too long. He takes a sack for about an 8-yard loss, fourth and 18 now for the Pirates. And looks like Gaffke coming on the punting unit on the field.
Gaffke stands at the Harbor Beach 40-yard line. Now it backs out to the 38-yard line. One man deep for Marlette. He's at the 14-yard line. A little bit of a high snap. He brings it in anyway and gets the kick away. And a nice punt. Bounces at the 18 and takes a huge Harbor Beach bounce all the way inside the 5 and stops at the 2-yard line. A beautiful punt from Jason Gaffke, pins Marlette deep at the 2-yard line with 8:18 left in the third quarter, still leading 7-0 over Marlette.
A very good punt that takes a good Harbor Beach bounce and releases all the way down to about the 2, maybe even inside the 2-yard line. Marlette's got their work to do, a lot of work to do, 98 yards to go to pay dirt with their backs against their own end zone.
That's going to come in for a 51-yard punt from Jason Gaffke. And mind you, that was into the wind.
Well, the Marlette punt returner's got to step up and call for a fair catch. He catches that ball about the 15-yard line. That changes this possession.
First and
10,
and it's going to be a handoff to the right side to number 23, Ethan Stover. Jason Gaffke stops him for a yard loss back at the 1-yard line. That was very close to being a safety, but they say he was forward progress had him stopped at the 1-yard line. Second down, 11 yards to go. First down marker is out at the 12-yard line. They are at the 1.
Oh, yeah, and maybe even inside the 1 now, as that play almost disastrous for Marlette, as now they are, their whole offensive line is taking set inside their own end zone.
And looking to pass to his left, and it hits the receiver in the chest and hands and bounces off. Pass was intended for Aaron Leffler. Falls incomplete on the quick slant. Inside, falls incomplete, third down, 11 to go.
Well, in that time, the receiver actually does a nice job of getting separation from the defensive back. Harbor Beach crowding the line of scrimmage, trying to make a big play, leaving their defensive backs one-on-one. Leffler plants his left foot and turns to the middle of the field. The ball hit him right in the number 7 on his chest. It goes right through his arms, off his chest, falls incomplete. Could have been a really big gain for the Raiders. Now, third down and long in their own end zone again.
Receiver wide each way in the pistol. Looking to his left to pass. Lets this one fly. And this one's going to be intercepted by Travis Hansen at the 30-yard line and brought down at the 31-yard line. Marlette throws an interception on a third and 11. And Harbor Beach with a very short field to work with at the Marlette 31 with 7.5 in the third quarter. Still leaving 7-0.
Well, Harbor Beach's defensive backs are always left on an island by themselves. Why is that, Clark? Because they are wide receivers by trade. They go up and get those loose balls. The Marlette quarterback did not want to take a safety. He threw it into a one-on-one coverage to his favorite receiver, Leffler. Throws it up there. But the guy who wanted it more, Travis Hansen, goes up, makes an interception for his team, turns the ball over. Harbor Beach now with great field position.
In the T formation, right to left crosser radio. Hands it off to Jacob Fingle, bursts through the gap, and he's across the 30-yard line all the way down to the 25-yard line, brought down by Hunter McGinnis for a 5-yard gain. Actually, according to the spot, that's exactly, it's a 5-yard gain. Second down, 5 to go, 7:12 left in the third.
Well, you can definitely see the burst of speed there from the running back Finkel. Surprised he doesn't get a few more carries, Clark, because he does provide that speed that Harbor Beach has been lacking this year. So good to see him burst through the line of scrimmage for a nice gain on first down.